Good morning. Last week we began the sugya of Svinazu, Yayinzu. The issue that this Gemara is dealing with is a person hires a boat to transport wine from one place to another, or more modern example, fellow's moving to LA, he hires a moving truck to take him across the country. Loads up the truck with the cargo, its fellow starts driving. And halfway through the journey, the ship sinks, the truck crashes and burns, and both the truck and the cargo are destroyed. And the question is, how do you deal with this situation? Now, the case was the item was destroyed by onus. So there's no the ship owner or the truck owner has no liability for the cargo, because at most he is a soicher, he's chayav b'gneiva aveda. If it's an oinus, lightning strikes, the ship just sinks because there's a storm, certainly it's not his fault, and he has no liability to pay for the goods. And who had in the opposite case, you load up, you have cargo on a ship and the ship sinks, the Baal HaCargo is certainly not liable for what happens to the ship. The issue is that there was a deal here. They were supposed to get paid $1,000 to go cross country. The fellow performed half of the job. He made it halfway, and now, because of an onus, it got stuck. He couldn't complete the job. What, if anything, do you have to pay? Now, if you hire a worker, let's go through basic hilchos skiras poylim, and we'll see, it's very, very relevant for here as well. If you hire a worker to do a job, you hire a rebbe to tutor your child for a year. He learns with your son for half a year, and then, unfortunately, the child becomes sick, and he can't learn anymore. So you hired him for a year. You agreed upon a price for the entire year. And now, because of an onus, it was an unexpected onus. It's no one's fault. No one could have anticipated this. The job stops in the middle. So in general, by schirus poylim, according to most places, what you'll do is, you'll pay for the job that's performed. You'll pay him for tutoring him for half a year. The work that he did, he'll get paid for. He'll get paid in full. The second half, the remainder of the year, since the child is sick, it's an onus, it's no one's fault that he can no longer come and learn. Since it's an onus, either party, the deal is off, and the Rebbe will not get paid at all for the second half because he simply didn't work. Now, that's a case of onus. If it's not an onus, if someone just changes their mind and walks off the deal, so conceptually, you have to at least pay for the work that's done. And if the worker walks away in the middle of the job, still, we don't penalize him and say, you walked away, you get nothing. He's still entitled to get paid for what he did. However, it's yaday al tachtayna. Now, if there's a loss involved, if now to finish the job, the owner has to pay more. So, in many cases, by a kablin at least, and by a poel, by davar avod, you will adjust the payment so that the owner doesn't lose out. Again, that goes into schiras poelim, but the bottom line is you generally get paid for what you did. There will be adjustments at some point if you walk off the job and that causes a loss. What about this case? So in this case, the Gemara breaks down this issue into four separate cases. The first case that we'll discuss is Svina Zeh and Yayin Stan. What that means is that you hired a boat to bring your cargo. You didn't just hire any boat. You rented space on the Queen Elizabeth. You just had a specific ship. This is what you hired. You have cargo. You have one container of cargo. And you rented space on a specific boat. Halfway through the journey, the boat sinks. Now, in this case, who is backing out of the deal? So, the fellow who owns the boat can no longer fulfill his part of the bargain, because the ship that you rented space in is now in bottom of the Atlantic. Or if you hired a truck to go across the country, so normally it's truck stam, but if for some reason you rented space on a specific, you wanted this truck to take you across the country, if now the truck was nanas, it crashed and burned, it's gone, the truck owner can't fulfill his part of the deal. He's an onus, but bottom line is he can't deliver. On the other hand, the person who owns the cargo, he didn't say, I'm hiring you to bring this furniture. He said, I'm hiring you to drive. I have one container full or a ton of stuff, whatever, however they described it. It was Yayin Stam. So he has the right, or he has the ability to say, okay, that furniture, those goods were destroyed, but I have other goods. Bring those, finish the job with the other goods that I have in its place. So in this case, the owner of the ship, the Baal HaSvina, cannot fulfill the rest of the deal. The person who rented it, the person who owns the cargo, could fulfill his part of the deal by bringing equivalent cargo. Therefore, we look at it as if the ship owner is the one that's being chayzer, and he does not get paid at all. Now, why does he get paid at all? Why don't we look at it, what happens when you hire a worker, and there's a chazara in the middle, in general, if a worker walks off the job, so in general, you have to pay him for the work that he did. How come over here are we saying you don't pay him at all? And really, to answer the question, make this a little bit more understandable, when we spoke 2 weeks ago about a person rents a car, he rents cars there. He drives the car halfway to his destination, and the car dies. So we discussed by Rechus, by a car there, the owner can say, okay, the deal's off, I don't have to replace it with another car. But we learned, the halacha is, you have to pay the fellow for the benefit that you had, for the fact that you made it halfway across the country. So why over here are we saying that you don't pay at all? So the answer is very simple. The answer is that when you rent cars there and you make it halfway across the country and it dies, so Taisus explained, why do you have to pay half of it? Because you had a benefit. You need to go from Muncie to California. Now you broke down in Chicago. You're halfway there. It's much quicker, much easier, much cheaper to get from Chicago to California than it is to get from Muncie to California. Since you have a Hana, since you have a benefit, so although this is not what you wanted one long trip, still you have to pay for half of the trip. You have to pay for the fact that you had Hana. In our case, you hired the ship to bring the cargo to Eretz Yisrael, and it got halfway, and it sunk. Your cargo is in the bottom of the Atlantic. There's absolutely no Hana that you had from this. So in this case, where you had absolutely no Hana from the half of the job that was done, even though we're not blaming the ship owner for the sinking, it's an onus. But the bottom line is you had no benefit from the job that he performed. Tosafos says, in this case, you pay absolutely zero. So again, in this case, since the ship owner is the one that's being chayzer, he can't provide another ship. The cargo owner could always switch cargo. He can provide other cargo. Halacha is he's pater. He pays nothing because there is no benefit. This is Shitas Tosafos. Rashi argues. Rashi says, you do pay for the half of the trip that you went. He splits. You know, Hayois, before it sank, when you traveled halfway, there was a Hana. The fact that it sank ba'inus is not his fault. But the Shita of Taisus, which I think is right for Yishayinim, is you would not pay anything because you do not have any benefit. So this is the first case. Now, there's a very basic question here. Why are we saying that the cargo, that you don't have to pay for half of the trip? Because we're saying that the person who owns the truck, the person who owns the ship, he's the one that's being chayzer. Because he can't fulfill the terms of the deal, this ship is gone. What's taka the halacha if you rent something and the owner wants to switch? He says, you know what, I'll bring another truck. It's true, this truck is gone, I'll bring another truck. Does he have the right to do that? Or can the person say, I rented space in this truck, this is what I bought, I don't want a different truck? So over here, the Ktzais explains, and it's really mavur and come out all the Rishonim, that the ship owner does not have the right to switch. If you rented space on the Queen Elizabeth, on a luxury cruise, the fellow can't show up and say, okay, you know what, I switch. I'm putting you on a rowboat instead. Because just like when you buy something, if you buy something, you make a kingian, it's yours. So when you rent something, if you rented a specific thing, the owner can't go ahead and say, I'm going to give you something else. It's the same. It's just as good. If it's on a specific item, a kingian's a kingian. You don't have the right to be chayzer. Especially on a ship, where different ships, you have newer ships, you have older ships, faster ships, slower ships. It's something which people have a kapeda on, and you don't have the right to just go ahead and switch.
You're not hiring for the job, you're only hiring, you're looking at it completely as a
skirt. The case is Svina Zeh. You said, I'm hiring space on this particular boat. If you don't say that, if you use different lashon, we'll get to that in a moment. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan does say
that even though al pi din this is true, that if you rent space on one ship, you can hold the owner to it, he can't switch. On the other hand, nevertheless, he says if he has the equivalent boat, which is just as good, there's really no difference, he says in many cases there will be a midas chasidus. And he says, Bezin will even be, he says, it's midas stoim to go ahead and say, I want this boat, not another boat. And he says, Bezin will even force you because there's no material difference. Again, we'll get back to this. This only applies in some cases. But conceptually, even though you rented this boat, if the owner has the exact same, it's no difference to you, and you just want to hang your hat on a technicality, that will be a midas stoim. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, we will prevent you from doing it. It's like this. So I'm really going to get back to this later. The Aruch HaShulchan's case is a slightly different case. I rented space on this boat, a truck is easier. I rented this truck, and I load up the cargo, and it starts driving, and then it's in an accident. The truck is gone. The cargo is still there. The owner says, okay, the cargo's unhurt. I just switch trucks. I'll keep on going. That, the Aruch HaShulchan says, to go ahead and start saying, no, we have a technicality. I'm not paying you anything for what you did, for getting me halfway, because you can't finish the deal. He says that, the Aruch HaShulchan says, that's a midas stoim, we won't let you do it. When the cargo is gone, and now you have a whole tircho you have to replace to get different cargo, it's a whole problem for you, that's not midas stoim. The contract's a contract, you have the right to go ahead and say, you're the one backing out, I could bring other cargo if necessary, but I'm not going to, since you can't come up with the same truck. So it's only in a case where there is no hafsid. So this is the first halacha. When it's a specific boat, truck, the cargo is stam, it can be switched, it can be swapped. In that case, when there's an oinus to both of them, we say that the bala ship is the one that's being chaser, and therefore he does not get paid anything because the fellow who owned the cargo did not have any benefit from getting halfway. Second case is the exact opposite. The second case is, which is probably the more normal case today, where you hired Svina Stam. You pay a moving company to truck your stuff across the country. You don't pick out which truck, this VIN number, no one cares. You're just paying him, get it across, give me a truck and get me across the country. So there's no specific truck. On the other hand, the case was, you said, the fellow came to your house, and you showed him, this is my furniture, this is my clothing, my svarim, these are the goods that I want transported. They load it onto the truck, they load it onto the ship, it starts its journey, and then, again, it sinks and it crashes. Now, in that case, the Baal HaTruck and the Baal HaSvina can still fulfill their part of the deal. They can just bring another truck, another ship, and they can go the rest of the journey. On the other hand, the Baal HaCargo, the Baal HaYayin, is stuck because he paid them to transport these bottles of wine. These bottles of wine are crashed and burned or bottom of the ocean. He can't bring them back. So in that case, the Baal HaSvina tells, the truck driver tells the fellow with the cargo, we had a deal. You're paying me $1,000 to go across the country. I'm ready to do my part of the deal. So if you're backing out, if your cargo is destroyed, it's not my fault, and therefore I want to get paid. And that's halacha. In that case, the ship owner, the truck driver, since he can provide another ship, another truck, he has the right to say, okay, Imna, I'm ready. If you can't deliver the cargo, because you said cargo is there, that's your problem, and I still need to get paid. He is, but the case was even a shomer sachar is chayev on gneiv aveda, but he's not chayev on oinsin. And this particular case, it was an oinus. Lightning struck the ship. You know, there's a storm. The ship sank. It's an oinus. An oinus gomer, everyone would be patera. So in that case, there's no liability for the sinking. But the truck driver says, "Listen, we had a deal. I'm ready to finish my part, and therefore I want to get paid." So this leads us to a major problem that the Rishonim grapple with, and that is, why is this different than a payel? You hire a rebbe to teach your child. So if halfway through the year the child gets sick and he can't be taught, so it's an oinus, terrible, it's a tragedy. You pay him for the half a year, but that's it. You don't pay him for the rest of the year. Lamaise, he didn't work. It's nobody's fault. the deal is off. Mikana laba, it's an oinus. You don't have to pay under normal circumstances. Unless, again, there are cases if the father knew the child was sick and he didn't disclose it. Good, so that's different because he should have disclosed it and he didn't. But if it was just, it's something that happened suddenly, neither party knew, in that case, you pay for the amount that was done and you don't pay for the rest of the year. It's an oinus. So here too, it's true that the Baal HaSvino is still ready to fulfill his deal. The Rebbe is ready to teach. But if an oinus happened, why do you have to pay for the rest of the year, for the rest of the trip? So this is a huge machlokes rishayim. Some rishayim, the Rosh says, ein hachanami. When the Gemara says you have to pay, it means for half the journey. The Maisa, the truck got from Muncie to Chicago, he got halfway, you pay for that, for what he did. The rest of it, where it's an oinus. Since it's not the cargo owner's fault, it's an oinus. So the deal's over, mikano l'haba. But for the journey, whatever was traveled, he has to pay. So even though in the first case, when it sinks, you pay nothing for the halfway because there was no benefit, that's when the ship owner is chayzer. When the ship owner is not prepared to finish the job, so there, if there's no benefit, I pay nothing. Over here, where it's the homeowner, the person who sent the cargo, he's being chayzer. So if he's being chayzer, so he has to pay for the job that was done, even though he has no benefit. But this is the first shita. This is the Ramah brings it down as the Yesh Ayimrim. You only pay halfway. You only pay for the amount of work that was actually done. The second mahalach in the Rishayinim, and this is the Mechaber and the Shach, the Aruch HaShulchan, most Rishayinim seem to go with this mahalach, is that no. In this case, you have to pay for the full trip, even though it sunk when it was halfway. Why? Why is it different than a worker? So the way Tosfos explains it, or the difference is, we'll have to understand it afterwards, but the difference is that when you hire a worker to do a job, he teaches for half a year, the child gets sick. So there's an oinus, he can't continue. But did the Rebbe lose anything? No. He just because the child's sick, he can't continue teaching. So we tell him, the deal is over now. You get paid for what you did for the rest of the year. I have the right to back out. It's an oinus. Zok Taisus, that's true by a worker. Where when the deal ends, so he looks for another job. Either he will find one, he won't find one. There was no real direct loss to the worker. Mashenkin over here. Over here, there was a deal. The ship is transporting the goods. When it sinks halfway, the cargo owner can't just say it's an oinus. Let's just walk away. The ship owner had a tremendous loss. His ship sank. He had a tremendous hefset. He lost the value of the ship. In a case where the ship owner has a hefset, and now the deal is the cargo owner is being chayzer because of his oinus, there it's different. And there you have to pay for the full trip. It's only a pile that loses nothing. We can stop in middle. Mashenke in the ship, where the ship sinks, there the ship owner can say, you have to pay for the entire job because you're the one that's walking out in middle. And the Chazanish points out, this is very difficult to understand. L'may nafkamina. If when you hire a worker to do something, he does half the job, he only gets paid for what he did by an oinus. Who cares whether he had a loss or not? That's his problem. I didn't sink the ship. It's not my fault. It was an oinus. Why does that make a difference in Hilchos Schiros Poylim or Hilchos Schiros, how much I have to pay? So he says, Chazanish has an interesting mahalik. What he says is like this. When you hire a ship to travel, to transport your goods, so you're paying for many things. You're paying because the ship owner has time involved. You're paying for wear and tear on the ship. You're paying, there are a lot of things that you're paying for. One of the things that you're paying for is the risk. Ships that travel, there's always a risk. It might sink. You truck something across the country, there's a certain risk that there'll be an accident. That's included in the schiros. Since part of what you pay for is exposing the ship to the risk, if it sinks, you have to pay in full. Because we look at it, you got your money's worth. The ship owner sacrificed his ship for this contract. You can't say you only did half the contract. You did the whole contract. You gave up the entire ship. Now, obviously not voluntarily, but since we look at the sinking as a result of this contract, you have to pay for the entire contract, even though it only went halfway.
Why do you get the machinery at all, which is the ship in this case? If you hire a worker to get get a particular job done. You give your clothing in to Taylor, and his sewing machine breaks. You say, listen, you didn't get the job. Why do I have to pay anything? I mean, I don't see how this is similar to hiring a tutor for your son. There, he tutored your son, and your son got whatever knowledge for that amount of time. You got something out of it. Here, it's like saying, go ahead and tailor my clothing, paint my house, whatever it is, and it didn't get done at all. So why do you have to pay anything?
Okay, so wait a second. The case that we're talking about over here is the person is ready to tailor it. It's by Svina Stam. He can bring it, come up with another one. He's ready to complete the contract. It's the Baal HaYayin that's stuck because his cargo is gone and he can't replace it. So this case is not a problem. This case, Adarabba. This case, the person who's, the worker is ready to finish the contract. That's why he's saying you must pay me for it because I'm ready to finish. Your goods are not there. If you hire someone to paint the house, he paints halfway and then the house burns down. He's saying, I'm ready to finish. If I'm ready to finish and you're the one backing out, that's your problem, that's not my problem. Comes out that what we're saying, the way we're understanding this difference, there are two similar cases with very different halachas. If you hire the ship and it goes out, travels halfway, in this case, of Yayin Zu and Svina Stam, if the ship and the cargo sinks halfway, we're saying since the ship owner can bring another ship, the cargo owner can't, you have to pay in full. What happens if there's a storm and it's like a story with Yoina? All the cargo gets thrown overboard, but the ship did not sink. So in this case, the cargo is not here anymore. Cargo's not here anymore. So it's cargo's there. The owner can, so he has to back out. But the ship owner didn't suffer a loss. The ship didn't sink. The ship is fine. So according to the pshat that we just said, in this case, you only pay for half the trip. Half the trip you have to pay for because he took you halfway. And now it's an oinus. It's your oinus. Even though there's no benefit, you're the one backing out. Your cargo's gone. So you have to pay him for what he did. But the second half of the journey, so that's like schiras pailim. Either he'll find another job, he won't find another job. It's not his liability. It's only when the ship sinks, then we say, you got the whole contract where then you have to pay for the entire journey, even though he only got you halfway.
I'm just really saying that it depends on the specific of each case. I mean, let's say you hire someone to paint the house for you. So he's risking his life painting the house. He's all alive and injured. According to you, as far as you have to pay for painting the whole house, because part of the risk is that he might fall and have to.
Okay, if he's.
Well,
now wait a second. The Rishayim say, the Tosis is the one that makes this distinction between by a pile, when the job ends, it just ends. There's no loss. It's just he doesn't have a job anymore. By the ship sank, and therefore there's a hefsid. That's the Rishayim. Chazanish is saying a hezber. Who cares if you have a loss? Why do I have to pay you for the whole job because you lost your ship? So he says this pshat, part of what you're paying is for this risk, and therefore it's like you got a keem of the contract. Now, what will be if he falls? If he falls, you see, that's different. There, he's being chayzer because the house is still there; it's still ready to be painted. It's the painter that's being chayzer. So that's the opposite case. When the painter is being chayzer, you certainly don't pay for more than the hana that he had.
But if the truck breaks down in Wichita, Kansas, and the merchandise is destroyed, you have no merchandise. Even if it got to Wichita, serves you no purpose. Then it's supposed to go to California.
Mm-hmm.
So
we have two cases. In a case where you hired a truck stam, which means the truck owner is still ready to do the deal. You said, and again, also keep in mind, it broke down ba'inus. It's nobody's fault. Lightning struck. It's not a question of blame. You agreed to pay $1,000 to get from here to there. You got to Wichita in Kansas, which you don't want to, there's no benefit. But now that this oinus happened, the truck driver says, I'm still ready to do my part of the deal. If you can replace the cargo, I'll continue driving, I'll get it to California. If you don't have cargo, that's your problem. You're the one that's walking away from the deal. So in a case where I'm ready to finish the deal, you have an oinus and you can't do it, so what I did, you have to pay me for. But the question is, we're all agreeing this is a tragedy. Someone's going
to
lose out. The question is, who suffers the loss? When it's an oinus, again, it's no one's fault. We can't blame anyone. When there's an oinus, whose oinus is it? So if the person who has you hired truck is there, and now the truck's not there anymore, the truck driver's walking away from the deal. He can't fulfill his terms. If he doesn't fulfill his terms, he gets nothing, even though he worked for a week. But if he says, I'm here, I'm ready to continue, and you're the one that's not doing it, it's not your fault, we don't blame you, but I'm ready to finish my part of the deal, you're not. So you have to, in the very least, pay me for what I did. And when there's a hefsid, according to these Rishonim, you have to pay me the full amount.
It is inherently risky. So I am paying, knowing I am putting a certain percentage of my assets of this merchandise on risk to go to the dangerous route. And I know that there's a percentage of my cost that's going to be lost. So I pay up front, knowing it could all be lost.
Oh, wait a second. You just added something, paying up front. Paying up front will change the halach. At least according to Rishonim. We're assuming over here nothing was paid in advance.
Okay.
Chesed Mishpat's tricky. Wait, the cargo is lost. I agree with you. The cargo is gone. It's an oinus. No one's liable for the cargo. The question is now, what insult to injury, can they now bill you for the entire journey that they never completed? Or can you say, no, you didn't get it there. I paid you. I have no benefit getting it halfway. So over here, the point is, I think that it was just bothering you as well. The person did half the work. You got nothing out of it. But we have to look at who's oinus, who is walking away from the deal. Again, not blame, but who? So by svinastam, where the person can replace with another ship, another truck, he's ready to finish the deal. You can't, because you said this wine, you can't replace it. You're the one that's being chaser, so in the very least, you have to pay for the amount that you traveled. And according to most Rishonim, since there was a loss involved, you have to pay for the full amount. So in this case, even though you didn't prepay, the shipper can bill you for the entire journey.
Right.
And that's that.
The shipper also, on top of that, if I can pay for it again, it's not an additional shipping I can pay. It's only one shipping, but any merchandise.
No, that's what we're saying. By Yayin Zeh, yeah. If the deal originally was take these barrels of wine,
yeah.
Take this furniture, then you can switch it for new furniture. And since that furniture sunk, The Baal HaSvina says, tough, pay me for the full journey. Now you have more furniture you want to send? Okay, we'll renegotiate. You'll pay me again. But that point, we'll focus on that in a moment. No. The case is where both were destroyed. The merchandise and if the yayin is still there, then if it's svinu stam or truck stam, you tell the owner bring another truck and continue on your way.
And if it's the ocean,
now he can't. Now I can't. Now the owner doesn't have it. Doesn't the stuff is gone? He can't. Now the owner is being chayzer because he said yayin zed these goods and they're no longer accessible for them to be brought. Yeah, like this. If the owner wants to go ahead and salvage the wine and bring it up from, then he once he does that, he can hold the ship. He can tell the ship owner now continue the journey. This is all talking about a case where he's not salvaging it. But if he's able to raise it and he's able to rebuild the truck or able to salvage the furniture, then he certainly can hold the other person, the counterparty, to finish his part of the bargain. Now this. Right, correct. That's a valid point. And I was trying to avoid going through into the Chazonish. But the case of the Gemara is you rented space on a boat. That's what I'm talking about, Tzchiros over here. So you rented space on a boat. And that's what happened. Part of it, you also hired the worker to, obviously the ship owner, is part of his job is to drive it and to get you there. But we're dealing with what's essentially a question of Tzchiros Metatlon. The Chazon Ish goes into different Lashonos, and that's actually another way to answer this kasha. And I guess that's really what you're driving at. That if you, the Ritva and the Chazon Ish also goes through that this case, he says, the Pshat is you paid someone as a Kablin, get it to Eretz Yisrael, and I'll give you this amount. And therefore, if you don't get it there, ba'inus, I don't have to pay you. We don't look at it as you did this amount of half the job, two-thirds. You didn't get the job done. I don't have to pay you. On the flip side, if I hire a kamli to do a job and then I back out, so the Ritva says with a Kenyan, but since in that case there's a kablonos, it's binding on everyone, and now I want to change my mind, there I have to pay in full. It's by a pile, a worker who does part of a job and then it falls apart, so he gets paid for what he did. But a kablonos, where there's a contract in the Kenyan and a commitment, there it's different, there you have to pay in full. That is the Ritva, and again, Chazon Ish goes with such a mahalach. It's a little bit more technical, which is why I was hoping not to get into that. But you are right according to those shittas. Now this leads us back to a very basic question. We're saying that by Svina, Stam, and Yayinzu, when the trucker can switch trucks or ships, but you hired him to bring specific cargo. So if the cargo sinks, we say that the Bala cargo is the one backing out because his cargo is not here and he can't switch it. Is this really true? If you hire someone, you call a car service, your son going somewhere. You call the car service, you say, I need you to bring my son to this and this place. Fine, they'll come in an hour. A few minutes later, for whatever reason, your son changes his mind, he's not going there. But you have another son or perhaps your daughter that wants to go to the same place. No problem, the car service shows up, you send your daughter down. Car service takes one look and says, wait a second. You hired me to bring your son. Now you're sending your daughter. That's car stam, yayin zu. You're changing the deal on me. I'm not masking. I want you to pay me in full for your son. I'm not taking your daughter. Is that a taina? Zakh the Ramah. Yes. We see from this Gemara that if I hire you for a specific transport, a specific thing, that's the deal, and you can't switch. And that is Taka, it's a Chiddush, but this is the Shita of the Ramah. Okay, so you'll need a Kenyan. And this is in all these, in this entire thing, you'll have to have Asfalas Malacha, you'll need a Kenyan. Maybe him coming to your house is Asfalas Malacha. You'll have to deal with the technicalities. But conceptually, once you hired him for this, you can't switch. This is the Shita of the Ramah, and it seems it's the Parsha Pshat of the Gemara. Nevertheless, Rav Rishayim argue. And they say like this. When you hire a car service to bring your son, to bring your daughter, it makes absolutely no difference. And whether it's Al-Tzmida Stoyim or the Pshat is, there's no Kpeda, you want to switch between your son and your daughter, you can do that. No one can stop you. Here is a very different case. Here you hired him to bring this cargo. The ship sank. It's on the bottom of the water. So over here, to go ahead, Bishleima, when there's absolutely no difference, the car service is here. He can drive your son, drive your daughter, there's absolutely no difference to him. So to start saying, no, this is the deal, not that, that we don't let you do. But in a case where he traveled halfway and now the ship sank, and now it's a question of, do you have to pay him in full? Do you have to pay half? Do you have to pay nothing? Then he has the right to say, listen here. You want to know who's backing out? Contract says the ayin zeh. You can't go ahead and switch it for a different ayin. And I have the right to be makbid because over here we have a problem. There's an oinus. We're stuck, and we want to know who backs out. We look at the contract. The contract says you're the one backing out because your yayin isn't here, and I'm able to bring another ship. So in that case, where it's sank, you have the right to be makbid. Masha ein kein, stam, where there's absolutely no difference, there you don't have the right to be makbid. Like this. Now over here, there's a difference. There's a mechalek shach and sma, how far to take it. What would be in a case where you say yayin zeh? This specific cargo. The ship starts going, and again, there's a storm. Ma'isa with Yoyina, they throw everything overboard. So the ship is still here. The ship owner is ready to go on. The Baha cargo says, okay, this cargo got thrown over, but I have other cargo. So do me a favor, switch it. It doesn't make a difference to you. What difference does it make, that cargo or this cargo? Ship owner says, what difference does it make? There's a huge difference. Because if I hold you to the original deal, then you have to pay me for the whole journey, even though I only traveled for a day. Because you're the one backing out. Mashang, if I'm a nice guy, then I have to go ahead. I have to let you replace the cargo. I have to try. I have to go through the whole trip. Zak the Sma, there's no koifan on me to claim in this case. In this case, you can say, I have a tremendous benefit by being technical. Because if I'm technical, you're the one backing out, not me, and therefore it can stop him. So it'll come out a fascinating halacha. If the cargo is still there, and the person changes his mind, the car service, your son Baruch Hashem is alive, you just change your mind. Instead of sending your son, you want to send your daughter. So there, the car service is gaining nothing by being an idiot. So we tell him, you can't be machbid, and let him switch. Ma'asheh ein kein, if the cargo sank, now he has a benefit. If he plays hardball, he's going to get paid in full. Ma'asheh, if he's a nice guy, he's going to have to travel. There, the Sma says you can't do it. Sorry, there the Sma says you have the right to be machbid. Now the Shach and the Ktzayis and the Aruch HaShulchan all argue, and they say nothing doing. When the ship has a hefsid, like what you're saying, when the ship sank, and you, in order to salvage whatever you can, you say, I'm not letting you switch the cargo, that you can do. But if you don't have a hefsid, it's just a question of taking advantage of the person, there the Shach says, he argues on the Sma, and says you would not be able to be makbid, and the person would be able to switch.
Even though the car service would gain by not having to make the trip, that's also
there. Correct. In the case of the car service, where the owner, he can say, okay, you want to play like that? I'll send my son there. I'll go back. So there, everyone agrees he can't be machbid. Wait a second. The next case is where Nebuch, the son, is sick. He physically can't. So the Sma says the car service can play hardball because he has a benefit. Because by playing hardball, now the owner's stuck because you can't send your son. He's sick. He'll make money off it by playing hardball. The Sma holds you can do that. The Shach says no. Playing hardball, we don't let. It's only when the ship sank and you have a hefsid, and now you want to minimize the hefsid by saying you're backing out, so pay me, that you can do. But if you don't, you need the. But if you don't have a hefsid, the Shach says you can't play hardball.
The hefsid of the ship has nothing to do with the cargo.
That's true, but now there's malkum for us to have a kapeda. You don't have to be a nice person and now lose out. Right now we have a problem, the question of who's being chayzer. There's an oinus. You have the right to be oymed on the contract. So I saw a great case from Yitzchak Zilberstein. A fellow came to a dentist, and apparently he needed a lot of work, or whatever it was, crowns, a whole thing. So the dentist, he made a deal with him, pay up front for the whole procedure, for the whole ordeal, and you get a nice discount. Now, putting aside any potential ribbis issues, that's what the fellow did, paid in cash, and said, made an appointment for a month, I'll come back in a month, and we'll start going through, you'll do all the dental work. Month comes by, and sure enough, he misses the appointment. On the way home, the dentist is listening to the radio, and apparently, this fellow was a fugitive. He had robbed a bank. The police caught up with him, and that was it. Life in prison. Question is, does the dentist have to refund all the money that he got for this procedure that he won't be able to do? So, the dentist says no. What? What?
Does he have to give money back to?
To the bank. Shibu the Rav Nosson. So, L'chairo, this is a case of Yayin Zeh. The convict paid him to do work on his mouth. Now the Yayin is not on bottom of the Atlantic. Here it's an Alcatraz. It's behind bars. So there's an onus. The work cannot be completed. But whose fault is the fact the work that can't be completed? Not an onus. It's true. But onus, it's true. It's not an onus. But I'll cope on him. Who's being chaser over here? The dentist says, Halka Imna. I'm ready, willing, and able to complete the job. If you're backing out, that's your problem. And you can't force me to refund the money. Now, what will be interesting is what happens if the fellow calls up and says, listen, I'm behind bars, so you obviously can't do the work on me. But apparently these dental issues are genetic. And my son has the same problem. So let me send him in my place and do the work for him. So this, l'chaira, goes into this discussion, the machlokes Shach and Sma that we just discussed. According to the Sma, you can say, listen, I agreed to do your mouth for this amount. Now you want to switch? No, I can hold you to the contract because I have a tremendous benefit. Because if I hold you to the contract, then when your son comes, I can charge him a second time. The Shach and the Tzayis argues and says, no. As long as the work is the equivalent, when the ship sang and you had a hefsid, there you have the right to be makbid. But if the ship didn't sink, the dentist, Baruch Hashem, is free. He didn't do anything wrong. He's not having any loss. In that case, according to the Shach, the convict would have the right to say, I'm sending someone else and do him in my place because you don't have any hefsid. And even though it was mouth zeh, since there's no difference to you, you cannot be makbid on it. Again, in practice, there's probably no such thing. Every mouth is probably a little bit different. There probably is additional tercha. But at least conceptually, if a person hires someone and now he has to switch because he can't do it, conceptually, if there's no hefsid to the payol, to the masker, then he would have the right to do it according to the shach. Okay, I just want to run through briefly the last two cases, just to go through them. What happens but in case of svina stam and yayin stam, where the trucker can go ahead and replace the truck with another one, and the bala cargo could also replace it with another different cargo. So this case, really, we have a little bit of a stalemate. Right now, both the ship, the truck, everything's destroyed. But each of them has the ability, if they want to be mekayim the tanai. So in that case, halacha is chalkin. You pay half. It's a pshara. And we tell the person, if you don't like the pshara, very simple. Then bring a truck. You know, if the truck driver doesn't like the pshara, we tell him no problem. Then bring a truck. And if you bring a truck, either he'll bring the guy, you don't have to pay you in full. So because either of them can be mekayim the tanai, but just neither of them did yet, each one's waiting for the next person, we say pay half. If anyone doesn't like it, he'll go ahead, he'll be mekayim the tanai, he'll get either full or zero, depending on which case it is. In the last case is by Svina Zeh and Yayin Zeh, where the trucker can't switch trucks, the Baal cargo can't switch the cargo either. In that case, neither party is in a position to be Mekayim the Tanai. Neither of them could do that. In that case, Halacha is a Maitim Mechveh Overayim. If you paid, you don't get your money back. The owner can say, I'm a Muchzik. Since you can't be Mekayim it, I don't have to give you a refund. On the other hand, if you didn't pay, you also have the argument of Maitim Mechveh Overayim. You can tell the Baal Svina, since you can't fulfill your terms of the deal, I don't have to pay you.